Nazi propaganda notoriously enjoyed much success, but the success that it enjoyed came when it was telling its audience what they wanted to hear. When propaganda told people that they should sink their differences and pull together, they tended to agree. But for most people with a working life and a family life, none of this changed their behaviour. And changing behaviour was the major aim of Nazi propaganda. Reports from party monitoring agencies lamented the way in which people in a given locality continue to think only of themselves and to behave selfishly. Worst of all, from the party's point of view, there were German Aryans who continued to associate with Jews. This was regarded as a failure to imbibe the racial consciousness that all members of the Volksgemeinschaft were intended to develop. For example, farmers continued to buy cattle from Jewish cattle dealers, not because they were deliberately flouting the party's wishes, nor because they were demonstrating fellow feeling with Jews, but because they reckoned that they had a better deal when they bought from Jews than from Aryan cattle traders.